Here we are again for 2022. A big item for you this week was in your Judiciary Committee for a bill that has to do with funding for the Kansas City Police Department.
Yeah, we saw last May the Kansas City City Council voted to strip over $42 million worth of funding from the KCPD. And this is at a time when we've seen record crime in Kansas City. In 2019, Kansas City was listed the sixth most dangerous city in America. In 2020, we had a record number of homicides in a single year in the city. This is a critical juncture right now for public safety in Kansas City. For the city council to be stripping one-fifth of the department's budget is totally inappropriate. And so what my legislation would very simply do is it would increase the minimum funding threshold that's currently required under state law for the city to fund the police department from 20% up to 25%. The statute that governs police funding for the KCPD has not been amended since the 1930s, whenever it was originally enacted. And obviously inflation's been far above 5% over that roughly 60 to 70 year period. And so what I'm really looking to do with this legislation is to make sure that we're stabilizing the police department's budget so that the officers of the KCPD can keep everyone in the community safe. I think the actions of the city council in their attempt to defund the police department is wrongheaded and would have long-term significant consequences for public safety in Kansas City.
And something also, this would not be just on the legislature to do. You have an accompanying resolution that puts us on the future ballot.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a provision in the Missouri Constitution that's kind of referred to as the Hancock Amendment. And the Hancock Amendment has a whole host of different provisions associated with it. The most well-known is before taxes can be increased by a certain percentage, it must go to a vote of the people. There's a lesser-known provision in the Hancock Amendment that's sometimes referred to as the provision against unfunded mandates. And what it says is that the state legislature, generally speaking, cannot pass a bill that would require a county or municipality to spend additional resources on something unless the state provides for a funding structure for that. Now, there are various exceptions already in the Missouri Constitution to that. Since my bill would increase the minimum funding threshold for the KCPD and obligate the city of Kansas City to spend more money than it's currently required to on the police department, we would need to have an amendment to the Hancock Amendment to say that the legislature can require municipalities to provide minimum funding for law enforcement. And so that issue would be on either the August or November 2022 ballot, depending on when that ballot measure would be set, assuming the Senate joint resolution passes.
Also this week, we saw the first gubernatorial appointments that were made during that committee.
Yeah, you know, it's always kind of a sprint whenever we get back into legislative session, because there are literally hundreds of gubernatorial appointments that are made during the interim, and the legislature is required to act within, I think, 30 days of us gaveling back into session to confirm all those interim appointees to various boards and commissions that the governor has made when we have not been in session. And so I was very proud to actually have two of my constituents up for confirmation this week. One of my constituents was appointed as the Missouri Military Advocate, which is a position under the Department of Economic Development where they advocate for economic development related to military installations in the state of Missouri. And so one of the examples of that would be the National Guard in the state, trying to make sure that we get as many federal resources as we can committed to our Guard units here. That's particularly important to me because as the senator from Buchanan County, I represent the 139th Airlift Wing, which is one of the two major airlift wings of the Air National Guard for the state of Missouri. It's a tremendous asset and very large employer in my Senate district. And so making sure that we have a military advocate who is from my district, who understands the importance of that installation, I think is critical. And then I had another constituent who's a former KCPD officer and currently is a police chief in a smaller town that's just adjacent to Platte County. And she was appointed to the Gaming Commission. And I think having somebody with law enforcement experience in the Gaming Commission makes a lot of sense because they regulate, among other things, illegal gaming in the state of Missouri. And so having somebody with her law enforcement background, I think, is going to be a huge asset. And then finally, even though not a constituent of mine, I and all the other members of the committee were, I think, very excited to see one of our former colleagues, Wayne Wallingford, who was nominated by the governor to become the new director of revenue. Wayne served in the Senate my first 2 years that I was here. I considered him a mentor of mine whenever I was in the Senate. This is a person of great integrity, somebody who has fought for his entire career for taxpayers, and I can really think of nobody better to serve as the new director of revenue than Wayne Wallingford, and so was very pleased to see him in front of the committee yesterday and to get to vote in favor of his confirmation today on the floor.